Let us move on to public comment. This is the time for comments from members of the public. We do have a 3-minute time limit to be applied to any comments. Christina, do we have commenters either online or who have submitted written comments?
Yes, we have two public comments. First one is from Mike Quezada. Will the employees be compensated for their contributions that they have paid in towards the benefit? It is my understanding that the employees have contributed to the benefit, even though the benefit was taken away. I know they no longer pay for the benefit, but what about the contributions they have contributed for the past 9 years? Any information would be very much appreciated. Thank you.
All right.
And then the second one is from Valentin Zaletsky to CSERA board. Not sure if you are aware of the vaccine mandate the Board of Supervisors is pushing onto the firefighters in Contra Costa County that pay into CSERA. 60% of the fire department members are not vaccinated and do not plan to comply with the demands. Please use this information to influence the Board of Supervisors to the best of your ability. CSERA is about to take a huge loss in contributions if this is not stopped. The rest of this email is what we wrote to the Board of Supervisors in hopes that they hear our voice and change the mandate with something that actually makes sense. Please do your part and help us. To CCC Board of Supervisors, I am a firefighter paramedic with Contra Costa County Fire Protection District. I am hoping to speak my mind in the mind of 60% of your unvaccinated first responders and 100% of the voices of your first responders in regards to a COVID vaccine mandate. Please understand I am writing this letter from deep frustration as I'm trying to figure out if a career I devoted my life to is coming to an end. I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to be persecuted for making an informed medical decision and not risking my well-being on a vaccine that has not gone through proper testing phases. I'd like to start out with pointing out that I understand your concern with protecting the public. That's a concern most of us have, and we have been doing our best to serve and protect the public throughout this pandemic. And hence, there are zero documented cases of first responders spreading COVID to our community while responding on calls. I think you can better achieve public protection with COVID testing than a vaccine mandate. Science shows us that vaccinated people can still get and transmit COVID. If anything, a vaccinated person is a greater risk to the public since they can transmit without having any symptoms. During the COVID lockdown, we did not have the privilege of working from home and sheltering in place. We continue to put our life health on the line. We have continued to see COVID positive patients and then spend 48 plus hours a week at work, sleeping in barracks, no private rooms to keep us safe from our coworkers that were also exposed. We were repeatedly exposed to COVID-19 and many of us got it. We got this feared sickness and brought it home to our families. This didn't cause us to complain. We didn't write you letters, emails complaining how horribly understaffed we are. We didn't complain to you about all the mandatory shifts we had to work due to staffing shortages. We didn't go to news agencies and blast our board of supervisors or our administration for not providing a safe work environment or the shortages in PPE like many other unions and professions did. We showed loyalty and understanding, perseverance and hardiness. We showed up because we were needed. Through our exposure to COVID on the front lines, we learned. We learned that once you got COVID, your body makes antibodies that are as or more effective as a vaccine. We learned the side effects of this vaccine. We learned that vaccination does not prevent you from getting COVID or transmitting it to others. As medical professionals, we are trusted to make medical decisions for our patients with their consent, and we believe we are capable of making medical decisions for ourselves and our families and protect ourselves without a vaccine. We plead with you, don't force us to put something in our bodies that, based on our experience and medical research, does more harm than good. Please don't force us to get a medical procedure against our beliefs. Over 60% of the first responders in CCCFPD have refused the vaccine. 100% of our members are against mandated vaccinations. The vaccinated people still get COVID. They're still carriers of the virus. So why should we be forced to get a vaccine that only protects the person getting it? Again, I plead with you, please don't force 60% of your first responders to choose between what they believe and their career, especially in the middle of the fire season where we are stressed as is, especially in the middle of our personnel shortages. Please look at the science again and reconsider your stance. Protect the public by mandating testing, not vaccination. Acknowledge that natural antibodies made by the body secondary to being sick with COVID are as or more effective than vaccine antibodies. Give us options to work with you that are not invasive. I thank you for your time and ask you to not take offense if I accidentally let my stress leak out into this letter. I'm sincerely writing this letter to ask you to look at the science and allow us to make our own medical decisions. And that's it.
Thank you. And I know you did your best to read that within 3 minutes. All right. So is there any other public comment? Anybody joining us by phone or otherwise?
No, that's it.
All right. Thank you.